Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:06 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh.
Yes, excited to have people from Fixate Gallery in the studio today. Gosh, Gina, Ruben, Ghost Cat, Mike. Hello,
yes.
Good morning.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Very good.
Brought Christchurch into the studio.
Yes.
I am flashed back. Make sure to check out on our socials to see it because
yes.
I have no words to describe what's going on in front of me. Yeah, where do we begin, frankly?
Let's start with this. If you guys want to introduce yourselves and what you do with Fixate Gallery, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm Jenna, and I'm the gallery director, and we've been running Fixate for 5 years in Christchurch.
Awesome.
We've just moved into a new spot in Sydenham, mm-hmm. So we're now on Horden Street, 54 Horden Street, and Mike here, who is also known as Ghost Cat, he's our first major exhibition. And yeah, we're here to talk about it, really. It's called Shadow Town, and it's opening tomorrow night at 5 p.m.
Woo, fantastic. Very cool. So, I mean, yeah, it's starting tomorrow. You guys have some of the pieces in here. I'm going to stand up because this chair squeaks. You have some of the pieces here. So they're essentially, you know, miniaturized versions of very iconic city things. Do you want to, I guess, go into more detail about the, you know, process and thought behind it?
Yeah, I suppose it's just about those, making those connections, you know. I've been in Christchurch now like 14 years and mm-hmm. I love the city. And
wait, you're not from here?
Yeah,
no, wow. I never would have guessed. Is that not a Christchurch accent?
Yeah,
oh goodness me.
but yeah, and I just wanted to make stuff that because before doing this, I ran a business called Monster Mailman,
mm-hmm.
and randomly I was making mini VHS tapes, which I was selling to the American market.
Wow.
And then it was just all about that kind of like nostalgia, you know. And then kind of wanted to get into something that had that connection and kind of stuff from the city. Had that with the buildings and the random stuff I've made. So yeah, and then I just started getting into it, and then these guys have Fixate picked up on something I'd done, and yeah, the rest is kind of history, I suppose.
Fantastic.
Sorry, that was pretty boring, wasn't it?
No, that was great. No, that was perfect. I guess, what is it, I mean, this is to any of you, but what is it about just seeing something that you see all the time in a miniaturized form that just gives you this feeling of just like happiness and like just such intrigue seeing them in like miniaturized formats?
Should we give this one to Ruben?
I think, I guess there's multi layers to it, right? I mean, I think we're intrigued by anything that obviously takes skill. You know,
this
you are drawn in. And with Mike's work, or Ghost Cat's work, you know, from the time I saw it on Instagram, then seeing it in real life, and then actually seeing him working on them, you know, they're just infinitely fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, you look in, I mean, we're sitting here next to a neon sign on the old,
old
ministry building flashing in front of us, you know, and right next to this sort of skip of discarded trash, you know, you just want to look closer. You want to get closer. You want to, you're drawing on that comparison with real life.
Yeah.
But then, of course, there's also the connection that we feel to these places, right? I mean, you know, nights and mornings spent at the ministry, stumbling out at like daybreak, much worse for wear. You know, the places where we come across sort of the detritus of our sort of interactions, and you know, we just connect to it. So when we see something, we just, you know, we're drawn back to a moment, to a memory. And I guess that's where the idea for the title came from, this idea that, you know, a lot of these things are shadows in various ways. You know, it's not just because some of these things don't exist anymore, it's also because often a lot of these things are taken from those sort of shadowy spaces. They're not the pristine, clean, sort of touristic kind of view. You know, these are works that reference the grimier side of Christchurch and our cities, I guess, more generally. And, you know, they bring up certain things as well.
Definitely.
Hell yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
That's honestly why I love Fixate Gallery, because you guys aren't doing what other galleries do.
Thank you.
I assume that's a huge draw for a lot of people. And yeah, I mean, what is your, I suppose, mindset when it comes to providing something new and different to other art galleries?
I guess we are artists ourselves, and we got involved in the urban art scene, and we could just see so much talent and so much skill that so many artists had in that sort of community. And so when we started a gallery, it was really to give them a platform and us a platform that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And slowly, over the last 5 years, it's just kind of rolled into this now beautiful gallery space we have in Sydney, where we're able to provide these artists that might be overlooked this incredible platform. That's a beautiful white walled, you know, spotlight gallery. And yeah, I mean, for Mike, his work was just so extraordinary.
Yeah.
And also, like, him as a person is very extraordinary.
So, do you want to read it? It's hard to memorize.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jen.
No, but you know, and this is something so different. We've never done an exhibition like this, and we're just so excited, and we're happy to have Mike involved and to kind of give him that little boost that what he's doing is incredible. And keep doing it, man. Yeah.
Definitely. And I guess getting into the, like, you know, the pieces themselves, what is the process like for making one of these things? Do you just kind of grab a bunch of materials and see how it goes?
Yeah, or? It's heartbreaking, really, making small stuff. It takes forever.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It all depends on what you build. You know, some things can be a quicker process than others. And you're always learning new skills, because that's the first time I've ever built a bin, which is...
Yeah.
That's one more time than me.
Not only is it, like, to size and scale, but also, like, I can see the, like, rust and graffiti and all of these, like, the really forms. Interesting textures on it, you know?
Yeah, it's just all those little details are really important, you know? And I think if you don't add those to the piece, you don't kind of inquire as deeply as you would do if it was just painted all blue. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to get every fraction of it for someone to go, oh, my God. Because that's an actual bin on Selwyn Street.
Wow, did you copy, like, the graffiti and
stuff?
Yeah,
he was just amazed to find such a small bin.
Unreal, isn't it? The actual bin. Yeah, it's... but yeah, not that I spend my weekends looking at bins. I do other interesting stuff. But yeah, it's just kind of... it's pretty cool, man. And it's amazing, like, there's so much scope in Christchurch, you know? Like, you walk through Christchurch... And, like, you're always seeing new stuff. And, like, oh, my God, you know, here's a rusty bucket. That's just an example, a very poor example. But, you know, you see stuff that you wouldn't necessarily see. Sorry, I'm not making a rusty bucket, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're constantly seeing new stuff that you wouldn't necessarily see driving through the city. So
definitely.
It's endless, really. I mean... Oh, sorry, go on, Rude.
I was just going to say, I mean, absolutely would not put it past you to make a rusty bucket. No.
I'm in the process.
But what I'd like to add is, you know, a lot of these works also involve quite collaborative interactions.
Yes.
You know, other artists have added their sort of touch and pieces. Often those artists are part of the inspiration for Mike as well. You know, and that's a really important aspect of the process as well. You know, the building of it takes this tremendous... concentration and technical know-how on Mike's part, and the other side of that is his ability to bring people in and to work with them. You know, from teeth like screwdrivers on the little thing here that no one in Radioland can see, but even you know, reproducing posters on bollards and walls. You know, and what I came to realize pretty quickly watching that process is that a lot of this as well is about that collaborative aspect and the experience of coming to know a city through our own stories and our shared experiences. So they're multi, as I said before, they're multi-layered in terms of their meaning and how we attach to them. And yeah, for sure, that collaborative process is a big part of that. And everyone comes along on Friday, you're going to see, you know, all the different people whose sort of voices are echoed in these pieces.
That's right. I feel like it's not just my exhibition, because I've had so many artists come through doing stuff. It's like... It's just been amazing to have that kind of backing from you know, great local Christchurch artists. So, yeah, it's great, man. And to see that in the show is just, yes.
Definitely.
Means a lot, you know?
And you guys can go down tomorrow to see these in real life. I couldn't recommend it more. I'm looking at them now, and I've pretty much been staring at them the whole time, because they're so awesome to see. So, yeah, tomorrow, it runs from... Tomorrow is the opening, April 9th, and it runs through to Saturday, May the 8th.
Yep. Yeah, on for a month.
Yeah, and opening at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And the exact address again is?
54 Horden Street.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Are you guys coming?
I think,
will do.
Yeah, I think
look
we will.
On the spot.
I think we will. No, we will. We will. Don't worry. You'll see us there. Yes.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Well, thank you guys so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Not only coming in, but bringing these pieces in as well for us to see. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel like a giant.
Feels good.
Yeah. That's really good.